Oh my God, you guys, I feel like hot garbage. That is what I feel like.
It is hot garbage right there. I think you look better than hot garbage though.
Can I just say, I'm not gonna belabor the big game, but I am gonna say.
A little bit. I mean, you were there. You were there. It was kind of a big deal that you were there. I mean, what a cool thing that you were right there in the stadium. It's pretty amazing.
It was, my entire body hurts today because you don't realize the tension that you hold for 4 straight hours. I am exhausted.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I'm a Tennessee fan, so I've let go of that tension for years. It's just, I've just released it. I've released all the tension. It's not there anymore. Gone.
It was an experience. That's all I can say. By the way, the first half of that game was a snooze fest. And I was getting so pissed off because like there were no touchdowns until like the second half. And I was like, if this is how this game is, it's going to suck. And I cannot believe we spent money on these tickets for this kind of game. Somebody better do some freaking scoring. And then the second half just came alive and it was extraordinary.
That's the SEC, baby. The SEC is usually a lot of our second half teams. I mean, I feel like those are usually second half games, you know? That's how it works.
And you know what? Georgia winning was not just a win against Alabama. It was a win for America. Really. If you think about it, because how sick and tired are people of Alabama winning all the things?
I hear you. I'm right there. You know what it was? They're not even really classic underdogs because they're good. I mean, Georgia's good, but it is sort of a kind of underdog story. Like this year, 2022, it's like we kind of wanted something a little bit different. It's like, can we just see, with all the crap going on in the past couple of years, I was rooting for, usually I would have rooted for Alabama. Because I got into Alabama, I almost went to Alabama. I like Alabama, and but this year I was like, I really want Georgia to win. I want Georgia to win. Because I'm getting a little sick of Alabama. I'm a little sick of it. I want something different. I want a little bit of a change. I want a little change up. And so it was nice. It was nice to see Georgia win. It's a little bit of an underdog story.
I just cried and like, I'm so tired. So tired. So anyway, that happened and it was good. It was a good time. Absolutely amazing to be there in person. Just absolutely. Wow. Incredible. And because I got in at 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock last night is when we got back and, did not sleep much, obviously. I am wearing my trusty my pillow cardigan over my pajamas. So if you have not gotten your my pillow cardigan from my pillow, it is warm and cozy and like this perfect thing that you can just schlep on when you're at home. You know what I mean? You can just schlep it on. Or if you're someone who has fashion sense, which I don't really, but if you are that person, you could dress it up with like some boots and some snazzy earrings or whatnot.
A little tank, some accessories, mm-hmm. You know, some heels.
I'm not a snazzy person, so that's why I'm wearing it over PJs.
You could glitz it up with your cowboy boots. I'm just saying, it could happen.
You could. And right now, you guys, there's huge discounts on everything. 40% off of the kitten for squeezy technology and moccasins, 50% off the mattress toppers, but also discounts on things like this, like the cardigans that are warm and schlubby, like the robes that are super heavy and thirsty and just warm and perfect for this season. So go to mypillow.com/chicks, get yourself all the discounts using code chicks.
All of them. Hey, do we have news? Do we have some news? I thought maybe, you know, because we announced some news. Now, listen, we announced some news yesterday to our insiders early. And I know a lot of people are like, wait, how do people here know what the news is? What the hell? What? You know, everybody's freaking out. But it's because insiders, they get a little bit of special treatment because they're insiders. So they know some of the news early, which is why some of the people in here know what's going on before everybody else. That's how that works.
Right.
Right.
So, and if you are a listener of the Mock and Rob radio show, Then you would have already heard the news yesterday morning as well. And the news is that I will be leaving that radio show at the end of this month. January 28th will be the last day that I will be having that show. Daisy over there has also left her corporate job.
Yeah.
And we're going to be chicks full time, you guys.
Yeah. It's scary as hell. Because here's the deal, y'all. We've always had side gigs. We've always had, like, between the two of us, I don't know, four or five jobs. So in 13 years, we've been chicks for 13 years. We've always had other jobs, full-time jobs. So we've done a lot of stuff. We've had a lot of stuff going on. And so we sat down, what was it, probably like 2 months ago. And we sat down, we were like, you know what? We've never given this 100%. We've just never done that.
We've never been able to.
We've never been able to do that. And we've never felt like we've been able to do that. And so we just decided we're going to do that. We feel like we are in a position now where we feel like we can maybe do that. And so we're going to try to give it 100% of our time and see what happens. And if it doesn't work out, I can work at Dunkin' Donuts because I love donuts and their coffee. And if, you know, we're going to see what happens. And if it works out, it works out. But it's like now or never, you know, because it's been a long time coming and we really owe it to our little business to just see what transpires with that.
So probably people are thinking, okay, well, so what? So what does that mean for me? And I would be thinking that too. Like, why is this important? So here is what we expect to be able to do. And here's what we mean when we talk about devoting 100% of our time to the chicks on the right. There's so many things. Look at the list.
So
is like,
many.
Our list is very long.
We have one. Trust us. Yeah.
Yes. First and foremost, we're going to get back to more engagement on our own website, more writing content, which I know that's how we got started. And that I know a lot of people miss that because I've heard the complaints.
and we miss it. We miss it.
We miss it. Yes. Right. And that's just one piece. So there's the further engagement and you know, engagement with the participants on our website. That's going to be a huge thing. But also, you know, we have these amazing supporters, our tailgaters, our insiders. We've now developed a tiny little subscriber group that will hopefully grow on Locals. And so those of you who contribute financially, first of all, just, oh my God, I'm going to do volcano right. Eyebrows because of it. Those of you who do that and who participate in those insider groups, those subscription groups, you deserve more from us and we want to give you more. Now, what that means, I don't know. We've got to figure that out, but it's definitely going to mean more engagement with those of you who are the most engaged, right?
Yeah. It's just going to be, it's going to be more us. We don't know exactly what that entails, but it will be more of us. So you're going to see a lot more of us. We're going to be doing a lot more. We're going to be engaging a lot more, writing, talking, engaging, meet and greets, you know, stuff like that. We're just trying to figure out what that looks like in 2022 and beyond, but we're going to be giving it 100% rather than bits and pieces here and there. And we feel like we were constantly rushing to do things and we don't want to do that. We want to give it our all. And so that's what we're going to do. And we're super excited. We're scared, but we're super excited about it. And we're excited that you guys are here with us to do it. And you know, I think it's going to be great.
And it's because of you guys that we are able to. It's because you support us. It's because you support our sponsors like MyPillow that we talked about today. It's because of that. And that literally is the only reason that we are even able to think about devoting more time to this endeavor. And so it is risky. We know that, but it's also all we've ever really wanted to do since we started this back in February of 2009.
Nine, right?
You are the reason. I mean, you're the reason that we're able to do this. And a lot of people were like, oh my God, maybe they're doing syndicated radio or maybe they're doing TV.
No.
Listen, someday, maybe, who knows? But right now, no.
Right. It'd be awesome. But the most important thing to us has always been, we've always said this from since 2009, has always been our community. And I think that's what sets us apart is that we've always remained engaged as much as we can. We've always remained engaged with our community and we like building that community and having that community. And we feel like we're kind of special in that way because a lot of people that do what we do don't do that. And so we want to remain true to that and keep building it And we just love that. That's our, like our number one passion when it comes to this, when it comes to our CEO chair, when it comes to chicks on the right. So we want to keep doing that and keep building that and, you know, remain true to that. I don't know. I feel like we'll probably end up doing a little bit more video content though, in the next year. There will be a little bit more video content here and there and stuff, just more engagement. You know, you'll just be seeing more of our smiling faces.
And there won't be, I did see some people speculating yesterday about, oh, does this mean that the videos will be longer? Well, there's definitely not going to be like a set cutoff time at 7:30 right. anymore starting in February. Because, and it, so it depends. Like if our conversation is continuing to go, then we're just going to keep eye on having it.
Right. And actually, you know, we may be doing different times. We may start playing with different times because of, you know, dropping kids off at school and doing stuff like that. Like this time is a great time because I have already, my kids are already at school. And so I can, you know, there's more time for me to play. Plus it's nice not having to wake up at 4:45 in the morning, right. Texas time.
Right.
You know, so that was a really, that was a joy this morning, not having to do that and get up and have a cup of coffee and like not be completely frazzled and be like, oh my God, it's 4:45. So, you know, we'll play with different times and see what works for you guys. And we may do a couple different times a week just to kind of mix it up for different people. Because I know that they're, you know, like my mom is she's a night owl. She never watches us live in the mornings because she cannot get up that early. And so there are some people that just don't like to get up early. There are some people who love it early. So we may have to mix it up a little bit and we'll see what happens when it comes to that. Yeah.
And maybe we'll even figure out like how to do polling and we'll actually take a poll to see where you guys are on that. Because it's very curious, you know, we always try to kind of monitor how many people are in at different times. Like for example, right now there's more people than usual at our 7 o'clock. Well, it's about the same, but like there's about 4,100 people watching right now. And we don't know if that would mean, would those same people be in at 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern? I don't know. So it is something that we need to play around with and see what works best for as many people as possible, knowing, of course, that we cannot please everybody. And there's just no possible way that we can do that. But these videos don't go anywhere, right? You can always watch them after the fact. And there will be exclusives for our insiders and our subscribers on Locals and all the places that we want to grow. We're talking about doing newsletters and doing, you know, just building out our other social media platforms. We've been very neglectful of things like Getter and Parler and all these places that are exploding, particularly for conservatives. We really want to build those platforms up as much as possible. So,
and they require us. They require us, not a staff, but they require us because that's how we roll. That's how we've always rolled. And so we really need to do that. And then I need to add, I think it'll be really nice for us to answer to each other. I mean, Mock mentioned this when she did her little ditty on the radio yesterday and her not really a goodbye, but when her little ditty on the radio yesterday, but we'll answer to each other, which will be really nice. And we won't be in fear of, you know, weird vaccine mandates or anything like that from draconian overlords, which will be really nice.
And I got to tell you, that is a, because we talk about how important it is for people not to comply, right? Knowing full well that there are so many people that are in a position where they have to. And it breaks my heart that there are people who are put in that position where they do not have a choice except to like get injected with something they don't want to be injected with. And so the fact that, you know, my company, the company I work for now, is one of the companies that has jumped on board that train to have those requirements and mandates and all that stuff. The fact that now I can take a stand and say, I don't have to do that anymore. And I don't want to do that anymore. And so I'm just not going to do that anymore. I do not take for granted at all how lucky I am to be in that position because I know not everybody else is. But I do think it's going to require more people to do that to change the tide. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And we're going to, you know, continue speaking out against that kind of garbage. So, you know, we're just very fortunate because we can just now answer to each other and, you know, we can be terrible bosses.
She's
to
the
one
boss
another.
Of me and I'm the boss of her.
Isn't it great? It's so great. So yeah. So wow.
And she is a tough boss.
I know. Somebody said in her Instagram yesterday that I was really mean. I'm really mean.
They don't understand that you're the snarky one.
I
have some snark in me, as you know.
Did they even know me as a person? I was like, I'm not. Okay. All right. Anyways. So that's the news, you guys. That's the news.
That is the news.
That's the news. That's the big news. We're very excited, kind of scared. But more excited. It's like, to me, it's 90% excited because I'm the risk taker. Probably 99% sure. Excited. 99% excited, 1% scared. That's the way that you roll, right? Yeah.
I feel like my percentages are a little different than yours.
Okay. You're probably 90% scared and 10% excited.
Yeah. No. I would say it's the reverse. Like, I'm definitely mostly excited, but I am not the risk taker between the two of us. I'm always the one that's like, stability.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's true. It took a little prompting, but I got her here and I'm really excited. I'm excited about that. So cheers, you guys. It's going to be a great year. Great year.
It's going to really be a good year. We've got a ways to go. So like 2.5 more weeks, I will be on the air. And so February 1st, or really it's January 31st, that Monday is when she and I are going to be full steam ahead.
Full speed ahead. Yep.
Shit-tastic. So anyway. That is the big fat news. So can I just also give a quick shout out? Because my boy, my eldest, is 25 years old today.
Oh my God, Thomas.
25.
25?
Can you even?
How does that even happen? Oh my God, Mark.
I know.
Oh my God, I cannot.
I know. I can't either. I get like kind of weepy thinking about it. If you don't know his story, he has severe cerebral palsy and cannot take care of himself in any way.
Oh my God.
He lives in a home with some great caregivers and a couple of other roommates, and has since 2018, when he just got to be way too heavy and too much for my body to take care of anymore. But anyway, I'm going to go see him today probably and give him a big old happy birthday hug. So 25, I just can't. I mean, 25. I cannot believe it.
I know. It's remarkable. He is remarkable. He's a freaking superhero, you guys. Thomas is amazing. Yeah.
What he has been through in his 25 years is more than probably anybody here can even think about.
Combined.
And yeah, he's just so joyful and resilient and perfect. And yeah,
he has his mama's smile and his mama's laugh. If you can just imagine that, if you've never met him. Yeah.
Ugh. That's my boy. Anyway, all right. We do have actual news to get to. And first of all, I've got a couple videos. They're related because this is a COVID thing. One of the videos I'm going to show you is of Rochelle Walensky of the CDC talking about, just like mentioning, kind of just, oh, by the way, it turns out that 3/4 of the deaths that have been traced back to COVID were in people who had not one, not two, not three, but 4 comorbidities.
Oh my God. This would have been information that would have been helpful 2 freaking years ago. You know?
Can you even?
Oh my God.
Let's hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
People who had at least 4 comorbidities. Same number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least 4 comorbidities. So really, these are people who were unwell to begin with. And yes, really encouraging news in the context of Omicron. This means not only just to get your primary series, but to get your booster series. And yes, we're really encouraged by these results.
Really? Are you encouraged?
It's very encouraging. It's information that we could, you know, these people are in charge of numbers. Like, they're the ones who are in charge of giving us numbers, giving us data and statistics, and they really suck at it. You know what I mean? Like, they're terrible at this job. Like, she should have been fired years ago. She's awful. Because this is the information that would have been helpful a year and a half ago. We were talking about this. We were talking about this on the air. We're just 2 schleps on the radio, right? And we were talking about, well, what about comorbidities? What about people who have pre-existing conditions? What about this? What about that? We're asking all these questions. And yet they didn't say, she didn't say this a year and a half ago when they knew damn well that this was the case. Because they were collecting the data.
Isn't it interesting that even with that announcement, right, they won't change the message? And this is why no one can trust the CDC. It's why no one can trust the administration. And here's another perfect example. Peter Ducey was back. By the way, Peter Ducey had COVID. That's why he's not been at these pressers. And so, and as you know, Jen Psaki had it as well last month. And so he wanted to ask her, he said, I'm triple vaxxed, you're triple vaxxed, we got COVID. When are you guys going to stop saying that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they just will not get past this talking point. Here it is.
I understand that the science says that vaccines prevent death. But I'm triple vaxxed, still got COVID. You're triple vaxxed, still got COVID. Why is the president still referring to this as a pandemic of the unvaccinated?
Well, I think, Peter, there's a significant difference between, and you just experienced this, and not to expose your public health experience, but I can speak to mine as well. I had been triple vaxxed. I had minor symptoms. There is a huge difference between that and being unvaccinated. You are 17 times more likely to go to the hospital if you're not vaccinated, 20 times more likely to die. And those are significant, serious statistics. So, yes, the impact for people who are unvaccinated is far more dire than those who are vaccinated.
Will the president update his language at some time to be more reflective of the fact that people who are triple vaccinated are catching and spreading COVID?
I think the president has said, as have we a number of times, that there will be breakthrough cases. There will be people who get COVID here at different media organizations, at companies around the world, around the country who have been vaccinated. But there is a significant difference between being hospitalized or dying and being vaccinated with more mild.
No, I don't agree with that, because listen, if the messaging was changed, then things like, I don't know, schools would be open. You know, like Chicago schools would be completely open, and those teachers wouldn't be using that as leverage to have their asses sitting at home, right?
I see that they're going back. They finally came to some sort of agreement, like effective today. So they get to finally go back today.
Are they going back today?
I don't know if it's today or tomorrow, but they came to an agreement. Now.
They need one more day. They need one more day of vacation. That's nice. That's nice for them. That's great for them. I swear, could you imagine living in Chicago and being a parent and then knowing that those people suck so hard and that they're going to go teach your kids? Can you imagine? I would be like, I don't want any of these people near my children. I would be like, I'd be looking for another place to live immediately. I just could not imagine, because you saw video. I mean, I don't know if you saw the video of like the parents driving by the striking workers, the union people, and screaming at them, like parents being like, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be ashamed of yourselves. And like, these parents are probably going to have a parent teacher conference with those same teachers, like in 6 months, about their freaking kid. It's the weirdest dynamic that's going on there. I can't imagine. I'd be like looking for another place to live immediately. Plus, I mean, Chicago, I can't believe anybody lives there and raises children anyway, because you're going to get killed. It's just not safe.
Right. Well, your kids have a way bigger chance of being shot at in Chicago,
right,
probably than having any negative impact.
Yeah,
from COVID.
It's like, what's the saying? Go there for the food and get murdered, or stay there and get murdered. I mean, it's like, I used to live there and it was great. Trust me, I loved it. I lived in Roscoe Village. It was a great place to live when I lived there, 16, 17 years ago. And now I'm like, there is no way on God's green earth I would ever live there, because for so many reasons, all the reasons that we're just talking about.
I had to ban a couple people yesterday who were like super mean about my eyebrows. And I thought, I don't have to take that from you. It's one thing for us to make fun of a public figure like Nancy Pelosi, who is literally wreaking havoc on our entire world and impacting us daily, than it is for you to criticize my volcano eyebrows. I don't have to take it. I don't think
they're super volcano-y. I think they have, and plus they're God-given. Like we said yesterday, they're God-given. They have personality. Here's the thing. Yesterday, I said to Mock, she was at the game, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm watching Tucker, and Tucker's making fun of Nancy Pelosi's eyebrows. I think that they watched our show yesterday. I think the producers may have watched our show. And we were like, you know what? From now on, we have to watermark everything. We have to watermark all of our graphics, because, I mean, we're on so early in the morning. They probably didn't, but we just like to think sometimes that people watch our show. You know what I mean? Like, it was just funny, because he made fun of her eyebrows. Sean Hannity made fun of her. I mean, everybody was making fun of her eyebrows. So it wasn't just us, you guys. It's not just us. They were, because he actually made the comparison between her and Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Because she's looking a lot like Michael Jackson did in the final days. I'm just
saying. when you see the migration, side by side, it is startling.
It is. Like, you don't really notice it until you look at a side by side picture and you're like,
yeah. And it just, they just keep climbing. I mean, that's the thing, is that they just keep climbing. So, but anyway, I mean, I don't have to take the criticism, okay? Because I am not setting public policy. And that's where I draw the line. You don't get to say mean things to me on my own platform.
Right. Exactly.
Anyway, so the whole Tucker thing, pointing out the eyebrows too, that was absolutely amazing. But if you guys follow Instagram, that's where Daisy handles our Instagram. And she posted the photo collage that I made her of like Pelosi from, I don't even know when that first picture was. It was probably 20 years ago, maybe. And then one like in between that and yesterday. And like, they just, it's incredible how high they've climbed.
Right. And my biggest mistake was not watermarking that.
Yeah. And I didn't think about it either on Twitter. And then it just got shared and retweeted without credit to us at all, which I guess happens with memes. But yeah, it would have been nice if our name would have been on it somewhere.
This is another thing we have to start doing in 2022, you guys, that we haven't done in 13 years. Anyway, you guys.
I have to go back to bed.
We actually have a really great interview today. It'll be out tomorrow. It's with Christian Toto. We love Christian Toto. He's all about celebrities and talking, like dishing on celebrities. And we love talking to him because he has a new book coming out. We're going to be talking to him about that. And then dishing on like the Globes that's out? The Golden Globes? Yeah. The Golden Globes and everything celebrity. So we'll be talking to him today.
But like in a way that we like to do it, which is to just mock all of them mercilessly.
Yes. Exactly. But after Mock wakes up from her nap, we'll be doing
that. Right. And it'll be released on Wednesday. Yeah, it'll be released Wednesday. Yes.
Tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Yeah. You guys, bring it in. Bring it in, everybody. Oh my gosh, big news. The big news is out. It's going to be
it is
great
big,
year.
Big news, yeah. And I'll be back on the air tomorrow again. My last day on the air is not until the 28th. So there's still a couple more weeks of that radio show. If you would like to tune in, if you've never tuned in for the first time, you can. And that would be great. And also, don't forget, because we did tell you at the very beginning of this video that it was the insiders that got the inside scoop on the announcement. If you would like to join, the way to do that is to simply just go to the Chicks on the Right Facebook page, and there's a button that says become a supporter or join or something like that. That's the way to do it. Or you can check out locals.com. Chicks on the Right are also there, and we're going to start to build up that presence for subscribers as well. So there's not a whole lot out there yet, but man, that is going to definitely be on our to-do list. So all of that. Oh, where do you find the radio show? WIBC.com. If you'd like to stream it. .com. It's 93 WIBC in Indianapolis.
It's going to be the last show will be something that I will be totally tuning into as well.
Well, I don't know what the last show will be like because I am assuming that I'm just going to plan it for myself. I have no idea. Cause it's like when you left, I planned the show
for
you.
Me,
but I don't know. Right. I don't know if Rob has any plans to do anything different on that day. I have no idea.
That's true. That's true. Because boys can be so weird about that kind of stuff, right? Yeah, I know. Well, maybe I'll have to talk to him.
Yeah, you should talk to him and give him some ideas.
I should talk to him and tell him how that needs to be done. So I'm glad that you mentioned that. In front of all these people, I'm glad that we talked about that. So I'll talk to him. All right, you guys, have a great day. Did we already bring it in? Did we bring it in?
We did. We brought it, but we can always bring it again.
We're bringing it in again. You guys have a great, great Tuesday.